USA News Update.
Very tired, very cold, not so great. My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know what to do.
That woman speaks for tens of thousands all over North America who did not make it to their Christmas destinations. This morning, the number of flight disruptions is already growing. FlightAware counts about 1,200 canceled and more than 700 delayed flights around the U.S. so far today. At the Vatican, a packed cathedral for Christmas Mass presided over by Pope Francis. Chronic knee pain again forced Francis to celebrate Mass sitting down. After turning away tourists because of COVID the past 2 years, Bethlehem is again packed with thousands of pilgrims. In a move to defy Russia, many Ukrainian Orthodox have decided to celebrate Christmas today instead of the usual Orthodox date of January 7th. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.